we've already called the question, so it's time to vote.
Okay. The question has been called. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to this substitute motion?
I like to, I guess, as a point of personal privilege, she withdrew the request to meet twice a month and said we would take that up at a future date. She just said to meet on the second Tuesday for elections and to have our next regular meeting on the fourth Tuesday. And she specifically said, I'm not asking at this point to schedule two meetings a month.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. Thank you. I'll take that out.
Was that Robert?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
So, to clarify, the original meeting is to meet on the 10th, basically, and the substitute motion is to meet on the 24th and get an update from Armenino from Fred Blair. So those are the differences. Now, Fred has already somebody's called the question, so we have to vote now.
Question has been called. Is there any objection to the substitute motion?
Can you please reread the substitute again?
Yes.
Carefully.
Yes.
Fred Blair is to contact Armenino and report back on
June 24th.
On June 24th, which is the fourth Tuesday, which will be our regular meeting date going forward.
Thank you.
Okay, the question is called. Is there any objection?
No, once the question's called, I think you need to proceed to a vote.
Repeat that, Carolyn.
I think you need to proceed to a roll call vote once the question is on call.
Well, point of order, he's asking if there's any objection. If there's no objection, if there's objection, he'll take a vote.
That's why I was asking if there was objection. If there's no objection, it passes unanimously. Otherwise, we do a roll call vote. Attempt to save some time.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I should call it. Should I call it? Okay. Let's see.
Chair, I have a motion.
I'm sorry.
No objection? We're in the middle of a vote, Lauren.
If the motion passed, there's no objection, right?
If there's no objection, the motion passes. And,
okay, there was no objection?
Right.
No, that's correct. The chair should have made that determination. Okay. So we are going to meet on June 24th.
Point of order.
Yes.
The vote that there was no objection to was to close debate and call the question. So now there is no more debate, and now you have a vote on the substitute motion.
Thank you, Robert.
Well,
okay, so we are voting on the motion now.
Well, I don't know.
Any objection?
There was no
Kim.
Objection
Kim.
When Fred asked for the vote.
That was only to close.
Well, there was no more stack. There was no stack left, so Fred said, are we ready to vote?
Well, now we are voting on the motion. Is there any objection to the motion?
I object. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Your name is?
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
I'm sorry, there's some disturbance here. Again, I'm sorry, that was...
Your
voice is breaking up, I'm sorry.
Fred, you need to, get closer to the phone or do something on your end, because you keep saying this to Jane, and I can hear Jane perfectly, and I can hear others perfectly.
I'm sorry, the speakerphone is a little, I'm not even sure where the microphone is on it.
I'm going to call the roll here for this vote. Burden?
Burden votes yes.
Blair? Well, I don't know, does the chair vote on this?
Yeah, no, the chair will vote this time, yes.
Fuentes?
No.
No? Was that a no?
Correct.
Okay.
Shane?
Gatewood? Gatewood, your vote, please.
Jane, are you there?
Okay, we'll come back. Goldmacher?
Yes.
I believe that was a yes.
Yeah.
Hank?
Noel, Heerwagen? I'm sorry, I'm a little out of alpha here. Heerwagen?
Abstain.
Okay. Okay, Lamb?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Medina?
No.
Reyes? Reyes?
Lawrence, are you there?
Yeah, I was on mute. Yes.
And Kim votes yes. And Gatewood?
I think you missed Carolyn, Kim.
No, Carolyn was first.
Oh, I'm sick.
Gatewood is the only one I didn't hear from. I heard somebody pop off, so maybe she popped off. At any rate, it's...
Chair, I would like the floor at your convenience.
Pardon me?
We didn't hear that.
I would like the floor.
One person.
The vote is not concluded yet. Please, can we have the count?
Okay, the count I have is 7 yes, 2 no, and 1 abstain. So this passes, and I guess it supersedes the original motion.
Okay, so the motion passes. We will be meeting on Tuesday, June 24th, for a regular meeting.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay, William, you have the floor.
I had asked for the floor when it was convenient. Is it convenient now, sir?
Who's speaking?
Lawrence, APSK.
Okay, my stack doesn't indicate who's first, but if you want to speak, Lawrence, you can speak.
It's up to William. William, do you want to mute to me?
Yeah, I have sort of a point of order, just that that was the passing of substitute motion. Technically, we need to pass that as the main motion now.
Oh, I see. All right, so are there any objections to that, I guess, since it's now the main motion?
Yeah.
Oh, I should let Fred call that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess I am chairing the meeting.
I'm ready to take role here.
I'm just a little tired at this point. Yes.
Point of order.
State your point of
order. Point
of order.
Yeah, this is Donald. We've already passed the substitute motion. There's no point in voting on the main motion because the substitute motion is intended to substitute for the main motion.
But don't we still have to pass the substitute motion after we...
You can just ask if there's any objection.
We just passed the substitute motion.
Yeah. I'm just asking, Chair, if there's any objection to the substitute motion at this point as
yes,
the main motion.
I still object.
Okay, so the motion is now passed. Is officially passed.
I still object, Fred.
No, someone's objecting.
Somebody is objecting. Okay, so we take another roll call vote.
Okay. Burden
votes yes.
What are we voting on?
We're voting on the substitute, which is now the main motion. Does somebody want the motion read again?
No.
It's the same one we just voted on. Which is Fred Blair to contact Armenino and report back on June 24th which is the fourth Tuesday of June, and the fourth Tuesday of June, which will be our regular meeting going forward. That's what we're voting on. Okay, Burton votes yes. Blair?
I'm passing.
Okay. Let's see. Jose Fuentes.
No. No.
Okay. Gatewood. Okay. Goldmacher.
I will abstain.
Okay. Lamb?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Medina?
No.
And Heerwagen?
Abstain.
Okay, and Kaufman votes yes. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. Two no.
He passed. He should be given the opportunity to vote. He didn't
Pardon
abstain.
Me?
He passed. Fred passed. He didn't abstain. He passed.
Yes, you're right. I'm just looking at my note here. So, I should have gone back and asked
I'm
Fred.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll vote yes.
I'm sorry. I'm my first time. I'm sorry. I'll get better at this. So six.
Chair, can I have the floor now?
Two no, and two abstain. So it passes.
Okay, we passed the motion. Okay, somebody wants the floor.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Lawrence, you can speak. You have the floor.
Okay, so I just want to simply make a motion that someone volunteer to contact the national office to see where they are in preparation for the audit. That simple. And I'd be more than happy to contact the CFO myself, if that's what it comes down to report also on the 24th.
If you're asking me to, I volunteer to talk to our CFO also.
Okay, that's fine with me.
I'm sorry. We need. This is Kim. I'll be on the stack.
Okay.
I second Lawrence's motion.
I'm sorry?
Lawrence has a second.
Okay.
I already seconded it.
Lawrence, are you volunteering to do that?
I'll be more than happy to if you don't want to do it, Fred.
Well, I've been told that it's inappropriate for the chair of audit to be talking to management. In any case,
I'll be more than happy to.
We have a motion on the floor.
It is compelling.
Is there any objection to this motion?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Okay. There's discussion. Kim, you have the floor.
Can I motivate?
And who's else wants to be on the stack?
I
don't want
to motivate.
Who's Lawrence, you want to motivate?
Yes, sir.
And Carolyn after Kim.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead and motivate.
So last year when I was on the audit committee, we did engage in discussions and got information from both the ED and from the CFO. So in terms of where they were in their preparation, in terms of getting stuff ready for the audit, that's simply my motion. So, yeah.
Okay. Are you finished, Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kim, you're next, and then Carolyn.
Then Hank.
Okay. Thank you, Hank.
I'm unaware that anything more than Fred Blair calling Armenino last year occurred. I know there are things that have come to the audit committee defining what the audit committee does. I will try and gather them up for next meeting so we're clear on the lines here of how we do this. Because what we want and what's appropriate, the audit committee is very specific about what it does. And we have to stay within those guidelines. I can't define it more now because I don't have backup information, but I will get that. So I'm against this motion. I just want to hear from Armenino, and that was the motion I made.
Okay, Carolyn, you're next on the you have the floor.
Brenda for the staff.
Yeah, thank you. You know, on second thought, Kim may have a point there. The CFO reports to both the executive director and the PNB as a whole, and so perhaps it would be appropriate for the CFO to report to the entire PNB, not just to this committee. So I probably then will vote no on this motion after waiting for evidence that Kim will provide of what I think is probably a correct analysis of the relationship. Sorry to change my mind. Thank you.
Hank, you have the floor.
I am trying to look up right at the moment the committees of the board. Let's see here, and I will read in just a second what it says regarding the audit committee. But in the meantime, we just had a report from the CFO at our last PNB meeting, and I would like very much for this committee to be able to compare notes between what the national office says and what the auditor says, because quite often we get conflicting reports on things, and it's not that anybody's trying to do wrong. It's just that people are in different places with their portion of things. And I would like to get some clarity. It would help us going forward to know who we need to speak to as far as getting things done. You know, what stations are still not turning in their information, what is needed, that sort of thing.
Point of information at some point, Chair.
Okay. Lawrence, point of information takes preference right now. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, so the question is to you, Chair. Last year, I believe you contacted the auditor three times and reported to us three times. So I'm asking you, did you contact the auditor last year a couple of times and reported back to the audit committee? And so did, and wasn't the CFO and the IED at the time also on the call separately, provided information?
I believe early in the year, both the ED and the CFO were on the line and spoke to the committee. But in general, management doesn't get involved with this committee.
Well, that was my question. You answered my question. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Brenda for the staff.
Donald.
Also, I believe several times last year, the auditor provided me a written email, which I forwarded to the committee with information in it. If it's more than a simple discussion, when I request status of the audit, the auditor may send me a written communication, which I can forward to the committee if necessary.
Robert Stack.
Okay, Robert, you. I'm sorry. I think
Brenda
Hank has
the
stack right now, and then I'll have you, Robert, you'll be next.
Brett, can you know I asked for the stack several times. Fred,
I know. I've been asking for the stack. This is Brenda.
No,
I didn't hear you, Brenda.
Saying I'm coming after you.
And Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Okay, I'm writing these down. Okay, Robert, you have the stack. You have the floor right now.
I know I'm last on that list.
Okay, well,
I just said it. They've been saying it for a few minutes.
I haven't heard them. I'm sorry. Brenda, you're next.
Okay. So what I believe Lawrence is requesting is just to get one of the things that we want to make sure is that the audit can be complete as soon as possible. So I believe Lawrence's motion is a guide to help us ensure the status or the preparation for the audit this year. So I don't believe it's interfering with anything. There was a couple instances last year on the audit committee where I felt that we were out of the purview of the audit committee, but I think that Lawrence's motion is within our purview in order to kind of get a better sense as to when we expect to see the upcoming audit. Thanks.
Jose, you're next, and then Robert.
So you know, the Pacifica bylaws, Article 8, other committees of the board, Section 3, standing committees, B, says an audit committee which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation's books and shall not include finance committee members. It does not say that the ED or the CFO cannot comment to the audit committee or answer any questions from the audit committee. They just cannot be in our committee. And Ms. Kaufman's point that the CFO and the ED can't be telling us anything is just not right. And this is the bylaws. We go by the bylaws. Bylaws don't say CFO, ED can't advise us, can't tell us anything. It just says they can't be members of our committee, and they're not.
Thank you.
Donald for the stack.
Robert, you're next, and then
Donald is the name.
I got you, Donald. Robert, you're next, I believe.
Well, first of all, I have to assume that we've moved on to the next agenda item about discussing with the chair pro tem the process of the audit, since that seems to be the subject matter here.
Is that on the agenda?
No, this is just a motion that...
Discussion of a motion, yeah.
...that Lawrence made.
But it's not setting our next meeting.
We've already set our next meeting for June 24th.
I understand that. So what's the next item on the agenda?
We're done.
I thought there was an item where we were going to talk to the chair pro tem about the audit.
We're
That's
asking
my recollection.
The chair pro tem to contact the auditor.
No, that was a motion that was made during the set the next meeting portion of the agenda.
And I'd love to set another agenda item.
And since we've done that, the only way we are still on the agenda is if the item I recall, which was put last, is the discussion with the chair about the audit. And the point I want to make here is I think that the only time that the audit committee gets to direct the attention of the auditor to specific problems that they believe are happening within the agency is at the beginning of the audit process. And so I would just suggest that you discuss with the auditor when we might be able to meet with the auditor to discuss things that we would like to call to his attention. Because I think once he starts the actual audit, it's too late to do that. And we've had meetings in the past where people have tried to do that after the fact, and that would be interfering with his independence. But initially, before he starts looking at the books, we have the opportunity to address areas of concern to him. And when you talk to the auditor, please bring that up and see if we can't get that out of the way.
I second that.
Thank you, Robert.
Is that a motion, Robert?
Going from reviewing the auditor's toolkit, that's appropriate.
Chair, this is Brenda. I had something that I had spoken to earlier that I would like to put on the agenda because it's relevant to our next meeting. But I would.
It seems to me that the agenda is fixed at this point. But can you?
No.
Excuse me. There's a motion on the floor. Point of order.
Okay.
Donald, there's a motion on the floor.
Thank you.
Another point of order, William.
You're correct. There is a motion on the floor.
And that should be the discussion right now.
William for the stack. William in point of order.
And Hank to the stack.
Okay, William, and then Hank, and then Kim.
No, you're missing me. Donald, again.
Oh, you're right.
Place Donald before me.
Okay, Donald, you have the floor.
No, there's a point of order. Fred, I'm going to teach you Robert's Rules of Order if I can. There's a point of order. That's what you take first, and then come back to me.
Yeah, this is William. I had the point of order.
Okay, point of order.
Yeah, someone said there's a motion on the floor, and that is correct. The motion on the floor is Lawrence Reyes' motion about contacting the CFO. Let's address that.
Great. Now can I speak?
I believe you are correct. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, William, do you want?
No, William just spoke.
Are in concurrence on this.
Correct. All
okay.
Right. Now, if I may have the floor for a moment, Fred.
Go ahead.
As was pointed out by a previous speaker, this committee had no problem in the last era, meaning the previous year, having conversations with both the ED and the CFO. So I don't think, and Jose Luis just read specific bylaw with regard to the charge to this committee. There was nothing out of order with this motion. This motion is perfectly legitimate to obtain suitable information so that we know the questions we do want to put forward to the auditor this time around proactively rather than reactively. So I'm for this motion. Thank you.
Hank, you're next.
I'm for the motion. I don't have any problem asking Foundation employees for information. I think that as a body of the PNB, not the PNB body itself, but as a committee that reports to the PNB, we should be able to gather information that we need. And since it's been done in previous years, why not?
Kim is next.
I'm going to say it again. An audit is an audit of management. Okay? It doesn't really matter what the CFO or the ED say about what they want to present. The audit is auditing them. It's a conflict of interest for they're gonna try and make themselves look good. That's their job. But the audit is to find out if what they're saying is verified. That's what an audit does. I mean, the finance committee makes reports, and the auditor comes in and says, "Well, those reports you were making, I don't know. I have some problems with them, or they're totally fine." So it's like a balance. An external auditor is what this audit is about. I'll gather some information so we have a clear idea of what an audit committee actually does for next time.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Is there any objection to calling the vote on this motion at this point? Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, William calls the question.
Thank you, William. Is there any objection to the motion?
To calling the question.
I'm. If there's no objection, the motion passes.
I'm sorry, Fred. You are asking if we can call the question.
We're calling the question.
And then you would have to ask if people have objection to the motion on the floor.
I just asked that, Brenda. There's two
separate things. We have to take one issue at a time.
You have to ask if object to calling it first.
Is there any objection?
And that's what we just did.
That's what we just
did.
Now
you have to vote on the main motion.
Correct. There is only one motion. There is a motion, you know, someone to contact the CFO and report back.
Right.
So I'm calling the roll here. Burden, how do you vote? Burden? Okay. Blair, how do you vote?
I'm going to pass.
Fuentes?
Yes. Yeah.
Fuentes says yes. Hearwagon?
Yes.
Gatewood?
Okay. Since we've lost Jane.
Goldmacher?
Yes.
Lamb?
Yes.
Mark?
Abstain.
Medina?
Yes.
Kaufman votes no. And Blair?
I'm also going to abstain.
And Burden, are you back?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Burden votes no.
Did you call my name, Kim? Reyes?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, Lawrence. I'm sorry. I need to get this better. Lawrence, Reyes, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
He made the vote. So Burden votes no, and Gatewood going once, going twice. And I think I have caught everybody.
You are told what?
Yes. Six yes, two no, and two abstain.
Passes. The motion passes.
Chair, I'd like the floor. This is Brenda.
Okay, Brenda, you have the floor.
Well, I have two things. One, Robert had made a comment regarding talking to the auditors early on, and I was wondering if he had proposed that as a motion. And if not, I'd like to move that as a motion in order to get ball going with the auditors.
I'm assuming we already voted for me to contact the auditor and get status on the audit.
An availability to speak with them.
And what?
And an availability to speak with them as part of the committee.
For the auditor to speak in front of the committee?
Yes.
No, I don't think that was a motion, was it?
Okay.
No, it wasn't.
If it wasn't...
To the staff?
Yeah. I'm sorry, who was that? To the staff?
Hank.
Hank?
Yeah.
And so I'd like to move that... that we, again, since you will be contacting the auditor, Fred, if we can find out the availability of the auditors in order to have a discussion prior to them as they're engaging into the audit.
I will agree informally to ask that question as part of this, and so we don't have to go through another motion to get that information.
Bravo.
You would be able to do that. Is that correct?
I agree informally to ask if the auditor is available to speak with in front of the committee.
Can we make it on the 24th?
And, Hank, you'd like to modify that to be on the 24th?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I will find out that information.
Great. I'll let others speak, but I do have another motion on the
I have to get the door here.
Whoever it is not voting in the committee.
Maria Elena back on the call.
Hi, Maria Elena.
KPFC.
I'm Maria Elena.
Okay, I'm back. I'm in an office here with a speaker phone, and Kim got herself locked out of the door.
Fred,
yes.
I have to be at that same meeting, so I'm gonna stay on as long as I can, but then I have to be at the same meeting you have to be
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I'm notifying the committee members that I'm at a me and Lawrence are on a search committee that's going to be it was supposed to be meeting 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
So
could I interject my propose my last motion, Chair?
Okay, Brenda, you have the floor right now. What you are proposing a motion?
So my motion is to actually email the PNB secretary our nominations for the chair for the upcoming meeting. I don't know if you all open nominations today. I apologize for being late on the call. And if not, I'd like to take that up for the next meeting.
Brenda, we already voted on that.
This is about the nominations for chair and secretary.
We've already
yes.
done that. We've already not, we already voted on that to do it on the 24th. And
no, I understand that, but what I'm saying,
the next
we can't do it over the phone. It should be secret ballot. And the way that we've done it last year,
we do nominations in open session.
Yes, I understand that.
So
we're going to be doing
nominations
next meeting?
Open session. We voted to do it on the 24th. And
oh, okay. I apologize. Okay. Thank you.
We can vote in secret by email. That's what you're suggesting.
Yes. So I guess I apologize for the next meeting. We'll have the nomination, so that motion would be appropriate then.
Wait a minute, just to clarify, nominations did happen today, and if you want to provide an additional nomination, you can do so.
I have no record of nominations being taken. We voted for a chair pro tem for tonight.
Okay, I apologize. You're correct.
Can I move that we adjourn?
Yes, a second.
Before we adjourn, Maria Elena here, I just simply wanted to know exactly what was decided in terms of the next meeting is going to be on the 4th.
The 24th.
Of June?
Yeah.
And, so the motion that I presented died, in other words, to meet on the second Tuesday.
Correct.
Yes. June. Okay.
Okay, motion to adjourn. There's no discussion.
Yes. I object.
Is there an objection?
Yes.
I object, Jose Luis Fuentes.
Okay, Jose objects. So, do we have to vote on adjourning at this point?
Yes.
We still have more.
We're done. We're finished.
Shouldn't the objection be discussed, or at least by that person to object?
What is?
I'd like to hear his objection.
Okay, you object, Jose.
Yeah. Well, the reason for my objection is I would like to ask you, Fred, to ask the auditors how much they charge us for you or anyone speaking to them.
Hold for heaven's sake.
Thank you, Jose. I will ask that question. My understanding was, since my questions were fairly short, they didn't charge us, but they might have. Question about.
So if you could just find out, it would be great, because we owe them $20,000 to $25,000 from last year's over $100,000 audit that we need to figure out.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have no objection to adjourning if you agree to ask.
Okay. The reason I'm a little antsy because, as I said, I have another meeting and that was supposed to start 20 minutes ago. Okay. So if there's no objections, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.